Introduction. Sayyiduna Imam Burhan ud-Din al-Zarnuji rahmatullah alayhi was born in the well-known city of Zarnuj in Turkestan, which is why he became known as al-Zarnuji. He rahmatullah alayhi was unparalleled amongst the Hanafi scholars, and he studied under the author of al-Hidayah, Shaykh al-Islam Burhan ud-Din Abu al-Hasan Ali bin Abu Bakr rahmatullah alayhi. He passed away around the year 610 AH. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. His concise and comprehensive Arabic book, Talim al-Muta'allim, Tariq al-Ta'allum, has been translated into Urdu by Dawat-e-Islami's department Al-Madinatul Ilmiya under the title Rah-e-Ilm and translated into English as The Path of Knowledge. This book is invaluable for students of religious knowledge, teachers and parents. In it, Imam Burhan ud-Din al-Zarnuji rahmatullahi alayhi has compiled many beautiful narrations, incidents and pieces of advice. Studying the entire book is very beneficial, and this booklet has been prepared by extracting some important pearls of wisdom from it. Students should keep the Imam's book or this booklet in their regular reading, because repeatedly reading such advice inspires action. These golden words penned by a friend of Allah Almighty will bring spiritual effect to the heart, and if Allah Almighty wills, they will give rise to the mindset to act upon them. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to benefit from this. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. 72 Pearls of Wisdom from the book The Path of Knowledge. Attar's Supplication. O merciful Lord, whoever reads or listens to the booklet 72 Madni Pearls of Wisdom from the book The Path of Knowledge, grant them the passion to learn religious knowledge and forgive them, their parents and their family without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Virtue of Salat. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when the Day of Judgment occurs, the Hadith scholars will appear before Allah Almighty with inkpots of light. Then Allah will say, O scholars of Hadith, for a long period you continued reciting Salat upon my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So proceed towards my paradise and my mercy. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 1. The most superior knowledge. The most superior knowledge is knowledge of one's present condition, and the most superior action is preservation of one's state. Number 2. The ability to supplicate is a sign of acceptance. Man ruziqa du'a'a lam yuhramil ijaba. Whoever is granted the ability to perform supplication, he will not be deprived of acceptance. Number 3. The definition of knowledge. Amma tafsirul ilmi fahuwa sifatun yatajalla biha liman qamat hiya bihil madhkuru kama huwa. Knowledge is a quality whereby that which is mentioned becomes apparent to the one who possesses it, i.e. this quality, as it truly is. Number 4. The definition of fiqh. The master of the jurists, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, defines fiqh as al-fiqhu ma'rifatun nafsi ma'laha wa ma'alayha. Fiqh is the soul's recognition of what benefits it and what harms it. He further stated, the purpose of acquiring knowledge is to act upon it, and good deeds are to abandon the world for the hereafter. Number 5. The purpose of acquiring religious knowledge. Through acquiring religious knowledge, a student of knowledge must intend seeking the pleasure of Allah Almighty, success in the hereafter, removing ignorance from himself and all those who are uninformed, reviving the religion and preserving Islam. For the continuity of Islam is only possible through knowledge and asceticism, and piety cannot be adopted in a state of ignorance. Number 6. The sweetness of religious knowledge. The great Hanafi Imam, Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi alayh, states, "If all the people in the world became my slaves, I would free them all and absolve myself of responsibility for them." The reason for this is that once a person attains the sweetness of knowledge and practice, he no longer gives any importance to worldly pleasures or the honor given by people. Number 7. Acquiring knowledge to gain benefit from people. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi said, "Whoever acquires knowledge for the sake of the hereafter attains virtue, i.e. guidance. But loss is for that student who seeks religious knowledge to benefit from people." Number 8. The one who desires the world. هي الدنيا أقل من القليل وعاشقها أذل من الذليل. This is the world which is extremely paltry in comparison to the hereafter, and the one who loves it is utterly disgraceful. Number 9. Read this book. It is appropriate for a student of knowledge to carefully read the book Al-Wasiyya by Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, which he wrote for Sayyiduna Yunus bin Khalid Al-Samti rahmatullahi alayhi when he was returning home. Number 10. Acquire knowledge. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, تَعَلَّمُ الْعِلْمَ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ فَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَا يَدْرِي مَتَى يَفْتَقِرُ إِلَى مَا عِنْدَهُ وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْعِلْمِ. Acquire knowledge before it is raised, for indeed none of you know when he will be in need of what he possesses. Therefore, it is incumbent upon you to gain knowledge. Number 11. Consulting is a sunnah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would consult the noble companions radiyallahu anhum in all matters, even regarding household needs. Number 12. Everyone desires to reside at the height of the Pleiades. لِكُلِّنْ إِلَى شَأْوِ الْعُلَى حَرَكَاتُ وَلَكِنْ عَزِيزٌ فِي الرِّجَالِ ثَبَاتُ. Everyone makes movements towards lofty heights, but steadfastness amongst people is very rare. Number 13. Know 6 things. You cannot acquire knowledge except with 6 things, and I will inform you of all 6. Number 1. Intelligence. Number 2. Desire for religious knowledge. Number 3. Patience. Number 4. Sufficient financial means. Number 5. Guidance of a teacher. Number 6. A long period of time. Number 14. What should a classmate be like? A student of knowledge should take a person who is hard-working, pious, and upright as his companion. He should avoid lazy, talkative, and mischievous people. Here is the translation of what a poet said. The bad habits of a dull-minded person quickly affect the intellect of the intelligent, just as an ember becomes cold when placed in ashes. Number 15. The blessing of respect. مَا وَصَلَ مَنْ وَصَلَ إِلَّا بِالْحُرْمَةِ وَمَا سَقَطَ مَنْ سَقَطَ إِلَّا بِتَرْكِ الْحُرْمَةِ. Whoever attained anything did so only through respect, and whoever fell did so only by abandoning it. It is said, الْحُرْمَةُ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الطَّاعَةِ. Showing respect is better than obedience. A person never becomes a disbeliever due to committing a sin, but rather due to considering the sin insignificant. Number 16. The son or grandson will definitely become a scholar. Sheikh Sadid ad-Din al-Shirazi rahmatullahi alayh would relate from his elders, "Whoever wishes that his son becomes a scholar should care for financially struggling jurists, honor them, and keep providing something to fulfill their needs. If his son does not become a scholar, his grandson surely will." Number 17. The worst person. The greatest prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "The worst of people is the one who ruins his religion whilst improving someone else's worldly life." Number 18. Student deprived of the blessings of knowledge. Whoever causes harm or discomfort to his teacher becomes deprived of the blessings of knowledge, and he cannot benefit from religious knowledge in the way it deserves to be benefited from. Number 19. Performed wuzu 17 times in one night. A parable. The pious predecessors, rahmatullahi alayhim, loved wuzu because knowledge is light, and wuzu is also light. So performing ablution further increases the radiance of knowledge. Imam Sarakhsi, rahmatullahi alayhi, once suffered from an upset stomach. He had a habit of studying books at night, and due to his condition that night, he performed ablution 17 times, as he would never study without being in a state of wudu. Number 20. Prohibition of small writing. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi saw a person writing in an extremely small script. He said to him, "Why are you writing in such an improper manner? If you remain alive, you will be embarrassed because of this writing. And if you die, people will speak ill of you. When you grow old and your eyes become weak, you will regret this." Number 21. Writing in red ink. A student of religious knowledge should not use red ink. The use of red ink is the practice of philosophers, not the pious predecessors. Some elders even considered the use of red ink to be makruh, i.e. disliked. Number 22. Respect for the teacher. The student of religious knowledge should not sit unnecessarily close to the teacher during lessons. There should be at least the distance of a bow length between them, as this manner reflects greater respect. Number 23. The misfortune of arrogance. Knowledge cannot be acquired with arrogance, as expressed in a couplet, "Knowledge is as hostile to an arrogant youth as a flood is to a high building." Number 24. The blessing of steadfastness. There is a famous maxim, "Man talaba shay'an wajadda wajada wa man qara'a al-baba walajja walaja." Whoever seeks something and strives for it will eventually attain it, and whoever knocks on a door persistently will eventually enter it. Number 25. Three people. To learn and understand something, the effort of three individuals is necessary. Number 1. The student. Number 2. The teacher. Number 3. The father, if he is alive. Number 26. Effort is never wasted. The Imam of millions, Imam Al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, said, "Hard work and effort bring every distant thing near. Hard work and effort open every closed door." Number 27. Make an effort. An Arab poet said, "If you wish to become a great scholar without exertion and hardship, then this is your delusion. When wealth cannot be acquired without toil and hardship, how can knowledge, which is amongst the greatest of pursuits, be acquired without effort and hardship?" Number 28. A useful point. A wise man said, "Remain engaged in your work throughout the night, and you will achieve your objective quickly." Number 29. The method of achieving success. Sayyiduna Allama Burhan ad-Din al-Zarnuji rahmatullahi alayhi states, "Whoever wishes for all the desires to be fulfilled should spend the night engaged in striving for them. O my friend, if you desire to reach the rank of excellence and perfection, reduce your food intake so that you may attain benefits and fruits." Number 30. Reward according to effort. An Arabic couplet states, "You can attain your desires only according to the measure of your effort. Whoever wishes to achieve numerous objectives should stay awake during the nights. Number 31. Firm resolve and trust in Allah Almighty. Every person attains major achievements according to the strength of his resolve. The more noble a person is, the higher the rank he attains. People of weak ambition find even small tasks overwhelming, whilst those with strong resolve consider the greatest tasks easy. Number 32. Great matters are loved. The merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ مَعَالِيَ الْأُمُورِ وَأَشْرَافَهَا وَيَكْرَهُ صَفْسَافَهَا. Indeed, Allah Almighty likes lofty and noble matters and dislikes low and trivial matters. Explanation of Hadith. Allah Almighty loves those with good character and virtuous habits and dislikes those with despicable habits. Through noble thinking and refined conduct, a human becomes like an angel, whereas through desire and evil traits, he acquires the qualities of animals. A person who possesses good character is placed amongst the angels due to the purity of his character, but one who possesses vile character acquires the qualities of beasts, like quarreling like a dog, harboring resentment like a camel, arrogance like a leopard, deceit like a fox, and other satanic traits. Number 33. The advice of a perfect teacher to his most capable student. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh said to Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi alayh, "You were slow in understanding, but your continuous effort elevated you. Therefore, avoid laziness, for laziness is a great calamity and an accursed thing." Number 34. The misfortune of laziness. O my soul, abandon laziness, otherwise humiliation will be your destiny. I have never seen the lazy receive anything but disgrace and the failure to achieve their desires. Number 35. The preservation of knowledge. The continuity of information is the preservation of knowledge. Number 36. Hope of forgiveness through religious knowledge. When people fall into heedlessness, a person seeks salvation through religious knowledge. At the time of death, when the soul reaches the breastbone, a person hopes for forgiveness due to his religious knowledge. Number 37. Causes of forgetfulness. Excess moisture and phlegm cause laziness in a person, and eating less is a proven remedy of reducing phlegm. According to one opinion, 70 noble prophets alayhimus salatu wassalam agreed that excessive forgetfulness is caused by excessive phlegm, which itself results from drinking too much water, and drinking too much water stems from consuming too much food. Methods to reduce phlegm include eating raisins on an empty stomach, and even vomiting causes a reduction in excess moisture and phlegm. Among the harms of overeating is the wasting of wealth. Number 38. The blessed day of Wednesday. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, "No action that begins on Wednesday remains incomplete. Wednesday is a blessed day for the believers." Number 39. How much lesson should the teacher give? Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi narrates from Shaykh Qazi Umar bin Abi Bakr al-Zaranji rahmatullahi alayhi, "The lessons for beginners should be of such an amount that they can easily memorize them by repeating them twice." Number 40. Preserve knowledge by writing it down. A student must learn the lesson from his teacher, revise it repeatedly, and then record it in writing. This is very beneficial. A student should not write anything they have not understood, because writing without understanding results in confusion, diminished intellect, and a waste of time. Number 41. the blessing of serving knowledge. Amongst the conditions of knowledge is that whoever serves knowledge, all people will serve him one day. Number 42. Think before you speak. Someone said, reflect and you will understand. Speech is like an arrow. Therefore, think before speaking, so what is spoken becomes meaningful. Number 43. Five advices for the one who speaks. If you accept the counsel of a compassionate adviser, then I advise you with five things relating to speech. Never be heedless of them. Number 1. Consider the necessity before speaking. Number 2. Consider the appropriate time. Number 3. Consider the manner of speech. Number 4. Consider the amount of speech. Number 5. Consider the place and situation. Number 44. The reason for acquiring abundant knowledge. The companion of the Prophet, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, was asked how he acquired so much knowledge. He replied, بِلِسَانٍ سَأُولٍ وَقَلْبٍ أُقُولٍ, with a tongue that asked many questions and a discerning heart. Number 45. What do you say concerning this matter? In earlier times, students of knowledge were called مَا تَقُولُ, because they frequently asked the teachers this question. مَا تَقُولُ فِي هَذِهِ الْمَسْأَلَةِ, what do you say concerning this matter? Number 46. Knowledge can be acquired alongside business. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi became a great jurist partly because while selling clothes, he would often engage in scholarly discussion in his shop. This shows that religious knowledge and Islamic rulings can be learned alongside business. Number 47. The cause of Imam Abu Hanifa's vast knowledge. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi said, I attain knowledge through praise and gratitude. This is because whenever I understood a matter deeply, I would say Alhamdulillah afterwards. Number 48. How a great jurist emerged. The father of Imam Shams al-Aima al-Halawani rahmatullahi alayhi was very poor, and he used to make and sell sweets. His habit was to regularly send sweets to scholars and request supplications for his son. Due to his generosity, sincerity and humble pleading, his son Shams al-Aima al-Halawani rahmatullahi alayhi attained high ranks of knowledge and became a great scholar of his time. Wealthy people should support scholars. May Allah Almighty increase their number by purchasing books for them and by funding the printing of new literature, as these actions greatly help spread knowledge and jurisprudence. Number 49. A student of religious knowledge should be self-respecting. A student of religious knowledge must be honourable and protective of their dignity, and they should not desire the wealth of people. In earlier times, students first learned a trade before acquiring knowledge, so they would not develop greed for people's wealth. The one who wishes to become rich through the wealth of others ends up becoming poor instead of rich. Number 50. The importance of revising lessons. Knowledge does not become firmly established in the heart until the lessons are thoroughly revised. A student should revise the previous day's lesson 5 times during the day, the lesson of the day before 4 times, the one before that 3 times, the earlier one 2 times, and the 6th day's lesson 1 daily. This method is the best means of preserving knowledge. Number 51. Do not miss classes. Shaykh al-Islam Imam Burhan al-Din rahmatullahi alayhi said, I surpassed all my friends only because I never missed a class during the time I was acquiring religious knowledge. Number 52. memorizing one book. Sayyiduna Fakhr al-Islam Qazi Khan rahmatullahi alayhi said, it is necessary for a student of fiqh to memorize one book of fiqh for life, so that obtaining further understanding of it becomes easy for him. Number 53. The punishment for some sins. The noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, inna min al-dhanubi dhanuban la yukaffiruha illa hammul ma'ishati. Indeed, amongst the sins are those that are not expiated except by the worries of livelihood. Explanation of hadith. The concern for livelihood referred to here is that which does not interfere with good deeds, nor such a concern that preoccupies the heart so much that one loses focus in prayer. Therefore, such a worry for livelihood is in fact a concern for the hereafter. It is also essential for a student of knowledge to remain distant from worldly matters as much as possible. This is why earlier scholars used to travel for the sake of knowledge. Number 54. The sweetness of religious knowledge. Whoever endures the hardships encountered on the path of religious knowledge with a cheerful heart attains a sweetness greater than all worldly delights. When Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi alayh would stay awake all night and solve a difficult issue, he would say, how could princes possibly taste this delight? Number 55. The best time to gain religious knowledge. The best times for acquiring religious knowledge are early youth, the time of pre-dawn, and the time between Maghrib and Isha. Number 56. The most bitter thing. An Arabic couplet states, I have tasted many bitter things, and I have reached the conclusion that there is nothing more bitter than begging before someone. Number 57. The blessing of writing. It is said, Man hafiza farru wa man kataba shay'an qarra. Whoever memorizes something, it flees from him. Whoever writes something, it is established. Number 58. Goodness until the day of judgment. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, O Hilal bin Yasar, do not separate the inkpot from yourself, for the inkpot and its possessor both contain goodness until the day of judgment. Number 59. Devote yourself to the task wholeheartedly. The fourth caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu said, when you engage in a task, become so immersed in it that you are constantly striving to attain it. Number 60. A warning for a student of knowledge who is not pious. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, a student who does not adopt piety during his period of study, Allah Almighty inflicts him with one of three things. Either he causes him to die young, or he wanders from village to village despite having knowledge, or he spends his entire life in the service of rulers. Number 61. An important point for students of religious knowledge. The most important form of piety for a student of religious knowledge is to avoid excessive eating, excessive sleeping, and excessive speaking. Number 62. Keep a pen and paper with you at all times. A student of knowledge should always keep books with him so he can study them during his free time. A wise person said, wisdom and intelligence do not enter the heart of the one who does not keep a book under their arm. He should also keep a notebook and pen to write down beneficial points he hears. Number 63. Something that strengthens the memory. Nothing sharpens the memory more than reciting the noble Quran by looking at it. Reciting the noble Quran by looking at it is itself more virtuous. Number 64. Imam Shafi'i complaining about his memory to his teacher. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi said, Shakutu ila waki'in su'a hifzi, fa'arshadani ila tarkil ma'asi, fa'inna al-hifza fadlun min ilahi, وَفَضْلُ اللَّهِ لَا يُهْدَى لِعَاصِي. I complained to my teacher, Sayyiduna Waqi rahmatullahi alayhi, about my weak memory. So he advised me to abandon sins. He said, Indeed, a strong memory is a favor from my Lord. And this grace of Allah Almighty is not granted to one who persists in sin. Number 65. Things that strengthen the memory. Using honey, consuming gum with sugar, and eating 21 raisins on an empty stomach strengthens the memory and cures many ailments. Consult your physician before using any of these items. Number 66. A remedy for reducing worries. Performing prayer with humility and concentration, i.e. keeping in mind the greatness of Allah Almighty, with one's attention removed from the world, with the heart present in prayer, standing calmly, not looking here and there, not fidgeting with the body or clothes, and avoiding any useless action, and remaining engaged in inquiring religious knowledge, removes worry and grief. Number 67. What things cause the disease of forgetfulness? Eating fresh coriander leaves, eating sour apples, looking at a person who has been hanged, reading the inscriptions on graves, passing between a row of camels, leaving live lice on the ground, and applying cupping to the nape of the neck, all these things cause forgetfulness. Number 68. A cause of decrease in sustenance. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Supplication changes destiny, good deeds increase lifespan, and indeed a person is deprived of sustenance because of sin. Number 69. Causes of increase in sustenance. Waking up early in the morning increases blessings, and especially increases sustenance. Similarly, good handwriting is one of the keys to sustenance, and cheerfulness and pleasant speech also increase sustenance. Sayyiduna Hassan bin Ali radiyallahu anhuma said, Keeping the house and utensils clean is a cause of prosperity. The strongest means of expanding sustenance is that a person performs the prayer with humility and focus. Performing each pillar of the prayer with tranquility and fulfilling all the compulsory acts, either wajibat, sunan, and etiquettes. Number 70. The result of unnecessary activities. مَنْ اشْتَغَلَ بِمَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ وَيَفُوتُهُ مَا يَعْنِيهِ Whoever busies himself with what does not concern him, loses what does concern him. Number 71. A foolish person. When you see someone speaking excessively, be convinced of his foolishness. Number 72. Guidelines for attaining a long life. The following actions cause an increase in lifespan. Avoiding cutting green trees without need. Performing ablution whilst observing its sunnah and etiquettes. Performing prayer with humility and focus. Performing Hajj and Umrah with a single ihram, i.e. Hajj Qiran. Taking care of your health. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.